thousands of local and organic food markets sprung up due to Americans wanting to know where their food comes from. But it's a crowded field. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck looks at how specializing can keep some farm-to-table programs afloat.
There's a warehouse in Galesburg, Illinois, and by all appearances, it's pretty standard, except for a few large rooms in the middle.
So now this is our current work room. It's cooler.
That's Nick Mink, the president of Sitka Salmon Shares. It's a company that helps fishermen in Alaska sell their frozen fish to consumers throughout the Midwest and over to the East Coast. He says this cooler room is a necessary upgrade.
Because now we're working with pallets of fish instead of boxes of fish at a time.
Back in his downtown office, he explains that customers get a monthly box on their doorstep with a seasonal, sustainable catch and some recipes. He says it works like a CSA or a community-supported agriculture program. You know, the boxes of fresh fruits and veggies?
We're kind of this hybrid of a CSA for fish, so a CSF, and kind of an e-commerce meal kit food distribution company.
It's a specialty thing, like many of the other CSAs, for the foodies who can afford it. Salmon share fish costs between $15 and $25 per pound, depending on the plan. That's compared to about $6 a pound at the supermarket for frozen fish from another country. CSAs across the U.S. are moving away from the original format of providing a box of seasonal veggies to catering to a group that wants convenience and something specific. CSAs from California to Iowa are selling bread, cheese, pies, or even pickles. Guillermo Payette says many are doing this to survive.
The CSA space has gotten really tight, and a lot of CSAs have gone under.
CSAs started in the U.S. in the mid-80s as a means of small farms staying afloat as larger ones started gobbling them up. Since then, more than 7,000 have sprung up. But Payette says there's just too many fresh, organic-style food companies out there now.
We do know that a lot of CSAs are actually ceasing operations this year. I'm not really sure if it's like a 5% or 10%, but it's a number that is considerable.
That money went to things like meal kit companies such as Blue Apron and HelloFresh. But those are having a hard time retaining customers. People try it for a while and then move on. And that's where Payette says a CSA can be different. They often form their own community, and that means something to those who grow food for CSAs or fish for it. Joe Daniels fishes for co-ops like Sitka Salmon Shares and is even a partial owner of the Galesburg business. Daniels says selling fish through Sitka Salmon Shares is different.
Knowing that they're appreciated and knowing that, you know, it could go the extra mile to ensure that it's the highest quality fish. And it's just really nice to know that people appreciate that and kind of put a face to on the person that's sitting down at the dinner table to eat it.
And the fish company means a lot to consumers, too. Ivan Segel, for example, can afford what he considers a higher quality fish and gets it delivered to Chicago.
You know, it really kind of centers around health and wellness. And if you don't know where your food comes from, you know, there's a lot of missing pieces to the puzzle.
And sometimes the Alaska-based fishermen come to the lower 48 and will even hand deliver the fish.
You know, when you meet your farmer, you meet your fisherman, you know, you really, you know, have a connection to the source and, you know, there's transparency on how it got to you.
So yes, this specialty CSA created a community. But if you're thinking of getting into the CSA business now with something new, Local Harvest's Payette has advice.
Don't. Not now.
Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.